Hello, my name is Jordan. Blockchain is an interesting subject to me. There was so much to discover about it. I had to research the hash rate numbers, what a block was, how they were connected, how it acted as a ledger of transactions, the original reason of creation, what was being done with them recently, and other little tidbits of information that often get thrown out the window when bringing it up in discussion. The participants hold a lot of power with the actions of the blockchain. They're incrementally spread out amongst its population. Of course, one whale could just throw a chunk of money in there and just take over, but that's not the case. The blockchain is not theirs. Participants still have a voice with decisions that affect the blockchain. It's an interesting ecosystem to look at, as there is often a sort of honor system where the majority holders don't act like dictators and the mass population don't decide to head in another direction with the blockchain. One story showing how this works is the Steam blockchain and the creation of the Hive blockchain. It just shows how the participants have power over the one whale, or the many whales, if there are. I mean, with normal platforms, it is their platform, and what they say goes. On blockchain, if the majority don't like it, then they have a say and could change the whole system going forward. That's not even getting into the technology involved with blockchain, such as reversing actions being near impossible unless you go back through the blocks. The actual function and utility seen in implementing blockchain to old systems in the physical world, and how a participant usually has to have a stake in the blockchain itself by holding a coin or a token. You may have also noticed I've used the term participant instead of user when describing the population on a blockchain. The distinct definition difference is critical when explaining how blockchain platforms and regular platforms treat its population. I know it's definitely a way of the future, though the stigma that is tied to the words blockchain, cryptocurrency, Web3, and digital asset will have to be addressed and redefined at some point, because starting a conversation about these subjects, from my experience, is prone to get stonewalled. Thanks for listening.